This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Today, we're talking about education, and specifically about public school teachers. Turnover in the profession is around 15% nationally, but in one Bay Area school district, it's significantly worse. That district is Oakland. Despite working in one of the least affordable housing markets in the country, teachers in the Oakland Unified School District have gotten a raise of only a few percent in the past decade. They're currently the lowest paid public school teachers in Alameda County, and close to a fifth of them leave the district every year. KALW's Jeremy Dalmas reports on why so many Oakland teachers are finding it hard to stay in the district.
It's 8:08 a.m., the Friday before spring break, and under other circumstances, Kathleen Burns would already be at work.
We would be in our classrooms preparing for the day, which is where we would rather be.
But instead, she's out in front of Oakland's Cleveland Elementary School with her fellow teachers, not working. They're waiting 7 minutes until 8:15 exactly. Since February, teachers have been protesting low pay by working from only 8:15 to 3 p.m., the minimum hours required by their contract. It's called work to rule, and it means things that parents expect, like student evaluations, are not making their way home. They're sitting unfinished in baskets.
They've been sitting in baskets for about a month because I don't have time to get to them.
Oakland teachers and the district are in contract negotiations. The union wants teachers to get a raise, smaller classes, and more school counselors. The district understands all that, but says it just doesn't have the resources to go as far as the union is pushing. And even without the contract problems, many, many teachers are unhappy in the Oakland Unified School District. 70% of teachers stop teaching in Oakland in their first 5 years. 70%! Nationwide, that number is between 40 and 50%.
Sorry, we have to sign in.
Can I follow you guys to the door?
Sure.
Suddenly, it's 8:15.
We have our 15 minutes to get prepared, so I'm going to have to go.
The school day has officially begun, and teachers run off to their rooms. Class starts at 8:30 on the dot. Just a few blocks up the hill from Cleveland Elementary School is Oakland High School. Look at a map and it's just northwest of the middle of the city, right where Park Boulevard meets the 580. At Oakland High, teachers are still working more than the minimum hours, but they did protest by closing their classrooms to students during lunch. Jesse Shapiro teaches U.S. history here.
We are in my classroom here at Oakland High. It's before the 8 o'clock rush of kids start to come in.
Shapiro grew up in Oakland, and like a lot of Oaklanders, he is committed to his city. He's been a teacher for 8 years, six of them here.
Finally, I've reached a point where I have a stride where it's like I can do the other nuances of teaching other than planning. I'm able to give better feedback to students. I'm able to interact with them more and help them out socially and emotionally. Kids come into my classroom and they know they're going to get a pretty good product because people know who I am around here. I've earned that.
And he's finally gotten the classroom he's always wanted.
Most of the classrooms don't have windows. You can see I have one. The lovely corner penthouse suite that I inherited from Stephen Moreno, who is our department head, who fled to a higher paying district just a few years ago.
Right there is one of the main reasons that Oakland is losing its talent. With an average salary of $55,000, teachers like Shapiro could drive a few miles to, say, San Leandro and get an immediate $15,000 raise. The teacher that left this room was one of Shapiro's mentors. He says that teacher is now making close to six figures teaching in Redwood City. And if he called him up
and said, hey, we got a job out here. I want you out here. Will you come? It would be pretty difficult for me to say, no, I love Oakland so much that I'm going to stay here and take a $40,000 pay cut.
But beyond pay, teachers feel that the district doesn't support them and doesn't respect them. When she stops by Shapiro's classroom, special education teacher Jessie Muldoon says she can't afford classroom supplies, that she has to use an online donation site.
It feels pretty crummy that you're kind of begging from your friends and family to help subsidize your job.
She thinks about leaving the district all the time. At another building on campus, I talk with social studies teacher Emily Macy. She complains of not having enough support staff.
We don't have a librarian. We have a library, but we have no librarian. They keep trying to reduce the number of our academic counselors down to two. So it would be two counselors serving 1,500 students.
The state recommends that a school the size of Oakland High should have four or five counselors. Currently, there are three. Two would be below the legal limit.
I think in this school district, there's become this expectation that we're going to fulfill all of those roles because those actual jobs are not being funded the way that they should be.
That means when they need support, teachers look to each other. Jesse Shapiro explains.
The teachers run the school, and the superintendent's office needs to understand that.
Troy Flint is the spokesperson for the district. He points to two reasons they have less cash than they might. First,
poor money management led to bankruptcy in 2003. The state took control, and we only regained local control in 2009. We're still paying off over $50 million at $6 million a year.
And second, there just aren't as many students.
We're a district that in about a dozen years went from roughly 55,000 students down to about 38,000 students, if you're not including our charter schools.
Most of that drop-off is because a lot of students who were in the district are now in those charter schools, and they've taken their funding with them. Meanwhile, the district still has almost as many schools now as it did before the students left.
We have probably 60 to 70% more schools than the average California district our size.
This is great if you think small schools are important, but not so great if you want to trim down the budget. And there's another issue. Every teacher I talked with was upset about how much money goes to administration. And Oakland used to pay yearly fines to the state because too little of its budget went to paying for teachers. But the district says that's not true anymore. And the new superintendent, Antoine Wilson, is planning on cutting almost a third off the budget for central office staff.
And that money is going out to teachers and going out to school sites.
Teachers agree that they already have great benefits. And in this round of contract negotiations, they will get a raise. But the issue is how much. The union is pushing to put them in the middle of what teachers get paid in Alameda County. The raise that the district is offering would keep them near the bottom.
If Vietnam falls to communism, it's like a domino that's going to knock over Laos.
Back at Oakland High, Jesse Shapiro is lecturing on the Vietnam War.
President Eisenhower gets up and he says, we have to do something in Vietnam, because if we don't do something in Vietnam, all of Southeast Asia is going to fall to communism.
Right. With better job prospects one city over, you might ask why teachers stay in Oakland at all. Shapiro's at an age when many teachers either cast their lot or move on. He can see it both ways.
I have a friend who I went to middle school with. His daughter's a freshman in Oakland High. And, you know, she's going to be in my class in a couple of years. And so he chose to send his daughter here. And one of the reasons he says, like, oh, you know, your Uncle Jesse's going to be there to watch over you and make sure you do the right thing and so on and so forth.
On the other hand, Shapiro's wife, who's also a teacher but in Hayward, is pregnant right now. So they need to decide not only what's best for Oakland, but what's best for their family.
I'd say right now I'm probably like, you know, 60-40. I'm going to stay here in this district. I feel a sense of responsibility to give back to the place that I grew up in. So, but on the other hand, if I were to leave, I just think about, like, you know, people from this community who grew up in this community who want to teach in this community don't, because they don't feel respected.
Contract negotiations have been going on for over a year, but will hopefully be wrapped up by June. Their outcome will help make those hard decisions for Jesse Shapiro and all the other Jesse Shapiros in the district. For Cross Currents, I'm Jeremy Dalmas.